Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This shir should be a special schus. And Esther and Dina Bracha with Esther Adasa. And Rus Victoria Basila Ravida and Chai Chana Basaran Adel. And Rav Avram Yosef Ben Chana. And Rav Shai Ben Leia, and Nechagit the Pasuk Chaim Tzvi, B'chad Tzechat Tzabrach Tzabrach Tzayidem. Chapter 16, Parshas Lech Lecha, and this is going to be based in the Torah of Meinu Rabbeinu Agon Rav David Tzahal. V'Sarai Eishes Avram Lo Yolda Alo V'la Shifcha Mitzris U'shma Hagar. Sarai, the wife of Avram, hadn't given birth to him, and she had an Egyptian maidservant, and her name was Hagar. V'tomer Sarai al Avram, hinena atzarani Hashem yiledet, bona al shefchati, ulai b'nei mimena v'yishma Avram l'kol Sarai. Sarai says to Avram, God held me back from giving birth. Have relations with my shefcha. Maybe I will be built from her. She will have a child, and I will raise the child. And Avram listened to the voice of his wife Sarai, and Batikal Sarai says to Avram, Sarai mitzvah shefcha, simikets et shana l'shev Avram b'etz kanan, v'din os l'Avram isha l'li'isha. And then Sarai, the wife of Avram, takes Hagar HaMitzris, who is her shifcha, at the end of 10 years, after Avram had been in Eretz Canaan, and she gives her to Avram, her husband, as a wife. He comes to Hagar, he has relations with her, she gets pregnant, and when she sees she is pregnant, her mistress becomes light in her eyes. V'tomer Sarai el Avram, Chamasi alecha, anochi nasati shivchati bechekecha, v'terek yarata v'ikal beina yishpot Hashem beini uveinecha. And Sarai says to Avram, Chamasi alecha, the wrong done to me is your responsibility. V'terek yarata v'ikal beina. I gave my shifcha to you, into your bosom, literally. And she sees she got pregnant, and I became light in her eyes. Yishbor Hashem beini uveinecha. Hashem should judge between me and you. V'atomer Sarai al Avram, Chamasi alech, V'atomer Avram al Sarai, Hinei shivchatech b'yadech. So Avram says to Sarai, your shivcha is in your hand. Asila atov b'naich, do what's right in your eyes. V'taneh Sarah v'tivrach mipaneh. And Sarah afflicted her, and she ran away from before Sarai. Rashi says, Chamasi alecha, Chamas asoi li, alecha nimati la'onish. Kishis palalta, kibush baruchu, matitin li, vanuchi alecha ri, loz palalta alecha, vialcha let palal shneinu, veiti ani nefkedet imach. Vod, dvarecha techomes mimeni, shta shomea bizioni, vishotek. Rashi gives two perushim. In the first perush, Rashi says that the wrong done to me, chamasi, the punishment for it I call down on you, alecha. Chamasa asili, alecha nematilas onish. The wrong being done to me, the punishment I call down on you. I translate as the wrong done to me is your responsibility. Here Rashi's saying is I'm calling it down to you. I'm just reading out of an English translation. So Rashi explains that the punishment for it I call upon you. When you daven to Kodesh Baruch Hu, you said, what will you give me seeing that I go childless? You only daven for yourself. You should have davened for both of us. then it would have been my child also. Hashem would have answered you and I would have had a child. And also that's one chamasi. Chamasi is milashon chamasa asuli, with the wrong done to me, injustice being done to me. And the other parish of chamas is depriving. Besides this, you deprive me of your protecting words. Since you hear how am I despised, and you keep silent, you hear my bizayon, and your shaysek. So two things here. Should it daven for me? And therefore the wrong being done to me, the punishment's going to come to you. And also, you deprive me of your words because you hear my bizayon and your sound. Now these are two man de amrim here in the Medrash Rabbah. But from Rashi it's mashma that it's one inyan, and that the second inyan is mashed in the first inyan. What's the connection? Doesn't seem to be any connection between the two. Two different things. Two different man de amrim. Rashi puts them together. See here in the Paradis Yosef who discusses this. We also have to understand what's the time of when you davened. Should it daven for me also? So why is she only making this tiny now that Hagar's pregnant? You could have made this tiny a long time ago. It also doesn't make sense what she was worried so much about her bizayon for. The Chatchila, she brought her in order that she should be now her sort of co-wife to Benemi Mena. She sort of elevated her status. So now she was lighter in Hagar's eyes. That Sarah brought that upon herself. Sarai brought that upon herself. What's her taina? We also have to understand, since the taina was in the past, so what's Avram's answer? Hinei shiv chaseich biyatech. The taina is on the past. You should have davened for me, or your shomea bizyoni and your shosek. That's the past. So what is it going to help in the future? Also, she says, Hashem should judge between us. Yishpor Hashem beini uveinach. Why isn't it enough to say, Chamasi alecha? She could just say that the wrong being done to me, I'm calling the punishment down on you. Why does she have to add Yishpor Hashem beini uveinecha? Not that it says in Pasuk Aleph is Sarai Eishes Avram, we have to understand. We don't know that Sarai is Eishes Avram, discussed by the Alshul, the Malbim. Also, it says in Pasuk Gimel, Batikach Sarai Eishes Avram. Nachamo Eishes Avram. And then, it says in Pasuk Gimel, ותיקח שרי שיש אברהם ושרה גורם מצווה שפחה עצמם קצר שני המשל ושרה אברהם בארץ כנען ותן עושה אברהם אישה לא לאישה לאברהם אישה מי מי לאברהם אישה? אברהם her husband he gave Hagar to her as a wife we don't know that Sarai is Eishes Avram so once again אישה the pasuk keeps telling us Sarai is Avram's wife we know that We also have to understand the Seder Apsukim. It says, Vatikach Sarai, Esav Avram Sagar Mitzvah Chatz Miketz and Shalom Shetz Avram Eretz Kanaan. So she takes Sarai, Hagar, Sarai takes the wife of Avram, takes Hagar a mitzvah, her shivcha, at the end of 10 years, that Avram was sitting in Eretz Kanaan, and she gives her to Avram as a wife. Gemara explains that from here you see that Yeshiva's Chutzlaretz doesn't count. In other words, it says 10 years, you take another wife. That doesn't apply if you're in Chutz La'aretz, only the years you're in Eretz Yisrael. So why does it say that only in Pasuk Gimel? Why is that lesson taught in Pasuk Gimel about the ten? You should have said it in Pasuk Beis. But Thomas of Ram Hashem, he knew Hashem, Hashem, that is God isn't holding you back from giving birth. Bonel Shivchasu Lai Bana Mimena. Come on to my Shivcha, maybe I'll be built from her. So there it should say that this happened 10 years after they were in Eretz Yisrael. Why does it only say it after she does the Pa'ula? Should have said it originally when she made the suggestion. Now when she does the Pa'ula of giving Hagar to Avram. Why did she say this to Avram? That Hashem Atzerani Miladis, because we've been in Eretz Yisrael for 10 years. You see, it's not going. So she should have already then suggested Hagar. The Torah should have said the 10 years. Why did the Torah wait till the next pasuk for the 10 years? And what does this have to do with the Vatikach of pasuk Gimel? It should already belong in pasuk Beis. So it appears follows. Says Moreinu v'Rabbeinu Gaon Uzeinu Zecher Tzadik Livracha. In the Medrash Rabbah here in Rashi in Pasuk Beis, we see the sinyan of Ulai Ibana Mimena, Shehu Bischus She'achnis Sarasi LeBeisi. Maybe I will be built from her, Zokt Rashi, that through her merit that I admit a rival wife in my house, I will be built from her. When someone doesn't have children, Rashi says, the person is harus, they're destroyed. So maybe I'll be built when I bring her in. In other words, I'll have my own child. That's Rashi. Bischus, she'achnis sarasi lebeisi. So here we're talking about the schus of bringing her into her house. However, the Sforno on Pasuk Beis writes at Davar Nifla, Ulai benemi mena, ulai hakin'ah te'orer hakoach lepe'ulotav. Maybe the jealousy will arouse the power to its action. So not the schus that I bring her into my house, I'm going to have a child, but because of the jealousy, I'm going to have a child. And we can say they're both true. Even though the Chorot's Tarti Desasri, it's chus or it's jealousy. Because in Pasuk Beis it says, Hina Atzerani Hashem Miladis. So it's mashma, that there is koach leida, but there's a koach against it that's stopping. Hashem stopped his koach, but Hashem is stopping that koach. However, in the Gemara Yevamis 64b, we see that Sari Menu was Ailoinis, Ein La Valach. She didn't even have a Beis Valach, she didn't have a womb. Medrash Rabba, Pasuk Aleph, Machloek, it's Mashkatu Sari Savram, Lo Yoldolo. One opinion says Lo Yoldolo, but if you would get married to somebody else, she could give birth to him. And another opinion says, no. Lo v'lo acher. She's not giving birth at all. The Torah Shlema says that according to the Man D'Amar, that l'acherim kena say yoledes, he shall lokum Man D'Amar be avamas she'im l'blez v'lad. In other words, there's a Man D'Amar. Right, we see the first man, the Amar, is Lolo Yelda. She didn't give birth for him, but she would have gotten married to somebody else, she would have given birth. The other opinion says, no, she wouldn't even give birth for somebody else. Now, this first opinion, that she would have given birth for somebody else, that if she marries somebody else, she would give birth to somebody else. So that opinion is holding, not like the man, the Amar, and Yevamas, that she doesn't have a Beit Zvilat, obviously, right? If she doesn't have a womb, then she's not even giving birth for someone else. So we have an opinion, the Medrash Rabbah, that she could give birth, she has a Beis V'lad. So it's Pashir Baror that here we're talking about after HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Haftacha to Avraham Avinu al Abanim. And therefore he's not barren anymore, even though beforehand he was, as we see in the Sugi Yevamis, Ein Kan Be'er Mazrachi Gur Aryeh, that there was a bittel of Akros of Avraham, of his barrenness when he came to Eretz Yisrael, Ayin Sham. And because of this, it's Pashir to Sarah that she's also not barren. Avraham's not barren, she's not barren. But nevertheless, Hashem is stopping her. And like the Man D'Amar and the Bereishis Rabbah, that L'acherim Ha'isei Yoledes, she would give birth for someone else. She would marry somebody else. She'd give birth for somebody else. Give birth for somebody else. Now in the pasuk we see the din of miketz eser shanim, which is a din klali b'chol ikuv eleida, that after 10 years you take another woman. And this is only when it comes to a natural ikuv. And if it's a natural ikuv, but somebody who doesn't have a base vlad, there's no union of 10 years. You don't have to wait 10 years to see that she's not giving birth. You know, she's not giving birth right away. So Sarah's learning, Sarah's understanding that this is only at Sarani, and therefore I should be waiting 10 years because I have the capacity to give birth. And it's only after 10 years she says, "Hey, Hashem is stopping me from giving birth. I could be giving birth, but Hashem is stopping me from giving birth. So I take somebody else." And as Rashi understands it, "Ulai ben emi men, I'll be built from her, and her natzchus, I'll have a child." However, it would appear that also this inyan of ileida shel mi sheish lo beis v'lad. When someone doesn't give birth, when they have a womb, could be because of two reasons. Number one could be a natural reason. Somebody has a womb, but then for whatever reason, natural reason, they're not giving birth. And then you wait 10 years, and after 10 years, a man takes another wife. Maybe the natural ego will be removed. And number two, it could be because of the special inyan of Leida to Avram, which is Zera Kodesh, which is Am Yisrael. And maybe she doesn't merit this, and therefore she's not giving birth. And there is no union of 10 years. The whole union of 10 years is not when it's a personal thing. You wait 10 years... when you can't give birth, but not when it's an im, but not when it relates to Klal Yisrael, that you're not worthy of being the mother of Klal Yisrael. It's at Zarah Shel Avram. In other words, if it's your own thing, that you're not giving birth because of a Siba Tivis, then you have to wait 10 years. And if after 10 years she doesn't give birth, then he takes another wife. But if it's because she's not, there's a reason that she's not going to be the mother of the seed of Avram, for that there's no waiting of 10 years. That law doesn't apply. And that it says in Pasuk Aleph, Sarai Avram lo yaldalo. Sarai Avram didn't give birth to him. In other words, she understood. She was concerned. She suspected that the fact she's not giving birth is because she's Avram's wife. But if she would be married to somebody else, she would give birth. Lo yalda lo. Lo yalda lo. Because Avram's building Klal Yisrael, and maybe she's not giving birth because she's Avram's wife. But if she'd be married to somebody else, she would give birth. And then it says in Pasuk Beis, Hine na'atzarani. In other words, this is an ikuv b'chiyuv. She could be giving birth because of her teva, but Hashem is holding her back. And therefore, she gives her shivchat Avram, maybe ulai bani mimena. Like Rashi says, the schus, mikoach achnasis sara lebesa, that through this schus, she will be elevated, and now she be worthy of giving birth of a child to Avram. And now we see in the Medrash Rabbah, hini anat sarani, amri yadasi ni mehechan hayim akasi, lo kishem shayom rumli kamea hitzricha, humus hitzricha, ele hinei Hashem et sarani miledes. So this is exactly like we're saying, that it isn't something that's shayach to a kameya, something natural. She says, Yadas ani, I know now, mehechan ha'yakasi, where my maka was from. Not like people were saying, oh, she needs a kameya, she needs sort of amulet, she needs some sort of chumus, I guess like a chamsa, that the Sfaradim take for their schoolers. No. Sarah was a Sfaradi, right? So a lot of Ashkenazim named their daughters after her, but she was a super Sfaradi, not an Ashkenazi cell in her body. So she's the Medrash is saying, it's not that like people think that I need some sort of mystical thing to help me give birth, a kameya, because I have some sibat tivit that I'm not giving birth. So memela the kameya is going to help me. No, atzerani Hashem miladis. There's God doesn't want me in this particular instance. God doesn't want me to give birth. But Lamaisa, besides the fact that maybe it's because of this specific situation that she's with Avraham Avinu, where the 10-year thing doesn't apply, she was also concerned that it's an ikuv tivi. Again, if it's an inyan of not being of being married to Avraham Avinu, and maybe she's not the one who's supposed to be mamshich zer Avraham, so there's no 10 years because she's not the one. So what are you waiting 10 years for? Only when it's an ikuv tivi. When it's something natural, so you know things change over time. You take health things, whatever it is, you go to doctors, take fertility treatments, whatever it is, you wait 10 years. So there the 10-year thing applies. But if it's that she's not Ruia to be the mother, to be Mamshich, to continue the seed of Avram, there's no 10-year thing. So really she was Choshish for both. She was Choshish, like we explained, that maybe it's this specific later, but if she was married, like the Medrash says, she's married to somebody else, then in Ein Hachinami, she would give birth. That's Dafka because she's the wife of Avram, but also she was Choshish, there was an Ikuv Tivi, that it was a natural. There were natural reasons why she wasn't giving birth. And there you have the union of the 10 years. And that, we can say like this Sforna. Alide Akina, Yigra Koyach HaMoilit. Now she's going to have Kina, and that's going to arouse her ability to give birth. V'yavatel HaManiyah Tivis. And the Meniyah HaTivis, the natural, barrier to her giving birth will be removed through her kinnah. V'chein etzeh lo amra al Avraham lakachat et agar kadei lorer kinnata. אבל בוותיקח הייתה כוונתה גם לזה. So she didn't tell Avram to take Hagar because it's going to arouse her kinah. That she didn't say, but that was her kavana. When she takes Hagar and gives it to Avram, that's her kavana. And that's shaykh to the 10 years. That there's an ikuv tivi here. There are natural reasons that she's not giving birth. And then when she sees Hagar getting pregnant, then she's going to have kin and she's also going to get pregnant. So now it's beautiful. That's how Rashi and the Sforna work together. What was Rashi's pshat? She's going to have this chus. So this chus is going to overcome the barrier of her not being worthy of being the wife of Avram and giving birth to his seed. Ah, but now she's going to bring this tsar into her house. Now she's going to have this chus of being the mother of the Jewish people. So Rashi's reason takes care of the chus part. Of the not being worthy of being the mother of the Jewish people. That's Rashi's pshat. And then you have Sforna's pshat as the kina. Kina is going to fix the tivi part. But naturally, she's not able to give birth. So now she's going to take this shifron to her house. She's going to have kina, and then naturally she will be able to give birth. And there you have this reason of 10 years. Ah, now 10 years have passed. Now 10 years have passed, so bring another woman into the house. And Sarah was thinking to herself, but now because of the kin, I'll also give birth. Even though she didn't say it. What was she saying? What she was saying was to Avram, was the other thing, the part that she's not worthy of being the mother of the Jewish people, of giving birth to his children. And that's what we see in the Psukim. She didn't give birth dafka for him. And she had a shivcha mitzvah named Hagar. With dafka for Avram, she wasn't giving birth, but another guy she'd be giving birth for. So she was saying, this is obviously something I'm not worthy. And Mimela, that's Pasuk Beis. So Batomer Sarai Avram, listen, Hashem stopped me from giving birth. And I could give birth, but Hashem stopped me from giving birth. So go up to my shivcha, Olai ben Emi Mena, maybe I'll be built from her. I'll have a child, she'll have a child. And then I'll also, it's going to be Ma'ora my kinna. It's going to arouse my kinna. And that's going to arouse my kinna. Now we're going to go on with Rashi, because this is what she's saying to Avram. And that's chus, that I brought a tzara into my house, I'm going to have a child. And this is relating to the part of the more supernatural reason, that she's not worthy of being of mothering Avram's children. But maybe in the schus of bringing in the shivcha, she will be worthy. That's Pasuk Beis. And then comes Pasuk Gimel. She takes Sarai, takes Avram. Sarai takes Hagar and gives it to Avram after 10 years. So in other words, when she did it, she didn't say anything. But when she did it, her kavana was also the 10-year thing. Meaning the Sibat Tevit. And naturally, maybe I'm not able to give birth to you. She was Choshish for that reason as well. And how do you help a natural problem? The Kinna. And that's going to arouse my Koach Haleida. That's going to bring me to be able to give birth. The power of Kinna. So Pasuk Aleph and Beis are relating to what Rashi says. The supernatural thing of her not being worthy of being Avram's, the mother of Avram's children. And then Pasuk Gimel relates to the natural problem that Hashem is that naturally I'm not as good, I wouldn't give birth for anybody. But maybe if you bring Hagar in, then maybe I will give birth. And that's why in this Pasuk it says Dafka the 10-year thing, because the 10-year idea, halacha, only applies to the Sibativis. And there's a specific reason, a natural reason, not a supernatural reason. Maybe you wait 10 years until you take another wife, if naturally you're not able give birth, you hope in 10 years something changes. And if it doesn't, then you, that's where the halacha applies. And if it doesn't, then he takes another wife. But if it's because of this a supernatural reason that she's not worthy, she doesn't have this chus, that the 10-year, the 10-year idea doesn't apply, right? Because the 10-year idea that the Gemara says is not talking about like these supernatural things. It's saying, Pasha, you wait 10 years because a woman's not able to have, that's Pasha in the Gemara, she's not able to have a child. They're natural problems, so you see, hopefully in 10 years they'll be solved. But the supernatural thing is not what the Gemara is referring to. I said before, maybe things can change in 10 years. Supernaturally, also things can change. For Araya, she's bringing in Hagar, maybe in that schus, so that can also change. But still, it's true, it could change. The schus can change within 10 years, but this halach and pashas only applies to a sibat tivit, to a natural reason. That's what the Gemara is talking about, because how often do supernatural things occur? The Gemara is talking about a mikra shchiach. And the common case is where she's not giving birth out natural reasons. So therefore, after 10 years, he takes in another woman. And that's what Avraham Avinu did. That's Pasuk Gimel. But Aleph and Beis is talking about the supernatural reason. That doesn't apply to the 10 years. So 10 years wasn't mentioned until then. Good. So we have a beautiful hashlama here between the Rashi and the Sforno. Both reasons apply. Rashi's reason of schus, and should be worthy of being the mother of Ram's children. And this Forno's reason of Kinna. And that would explain why Pasuk Gimel keeps stressing that she's Avram's wife. Since she's Avram's wife, and she sees Avram with another woman, that's going to be Ma'or the Kinna. That's going to be Ma'or the Kinna. Therefore, it stresses that she's Avram's wife. Twice. We know she's Avram's wife, but it wants to show this reason of the kinna, this Forno's reason. In the Torah Shlema, he brings from the Tanchuma Yashan. Gotta love the Torah Shlema. In Vayera Lamed Beis, Shtei Dor, Bore, Mishe Ino Lecha Eina Lechavero, Hu Nenash Tchila. Mishe Ina, Slicha, Lechavero, Hu Nenash Tchila. Somebody who afflicted his friend gets punished first. V'sara Onet Et Atzma V'Natla Tzchara. Amra L'Avram Inei Atzara Nei Hashem Iledet. Amar L'Kadosh Baruch Hu Onet Et Atzmech. Chayayich B'Lashon She'amar Bo Ani Pokdach. Ayen Sham. So, there's an interesting medrash over here that talks about Oino. Some sort of fraud. Some sort of dishonesty. Some sort of misleading somebody. It says somebody who speaks misleading words to his friend, he's going to get punished first. And there in the Medrash it says that she said Atzarani, and then it says Ba'avi Melech Ki Atzor Atzar. Hashem bat korechem lebeis Avimelech, and then afterwards Vayiprala came as Avimelech v'sishto, and they gave birth, and then Rashem pokad es Sarah. So that's the same lashon that she used. That Sarah eventually brought to her being remembered. But it says over here this lashon of hoino. Hoino, what's this hoino? So I'm not clear in the Medrash. It says honetet tatsma. What's the honetet tatsma? But this hona is this fraud. So what's the fraud? So she says to Avram, Hine atzarani Hashem miledes. Atzarani Hashem miledes. What does atzarani Hashem miledes mean? That Hashem has stopped me from giving birth, meaning because I'm not worthy. But not because it's an ikuv tivi. If I'd be married to somebody else, so I'd be able to give birth. So I'm married to you, I'm not able to give birth. If it was an Ikuv TV, then she wouldn't be able to give birth to anybody. But here it's Mashmash, she's saying, listen, I could give birth, but it's Arani Hashem Miledes. There's some supernatural thing going on over here that's because I'm not worthy of being the mother of your children, Hashem has stopped me from giving birth. And that's the Haina that the Medrash is talking about. Because really, secretly, what was she thinking? Maybe it's because of a natural reason. And maybe it's not a Tzarani Hashem Yilandis. So that's like we're saying, if our Pshat is correct. Again, I'm not sure what the Honesis Atzmech. But that Tzarani, and that ended up being the source of her giving birth. But that's the Haina. Now, in Pasuk Dalet, it says, Vatar Vatera Ki Harasa. Rashi explains that Vatar, Mibir Rishayna. She was impregnated, Hagar was impregnated from the very first Bia. And that brought about Vatakal Gevirta Beina. She, her mistress, became light in her eyes. Because she said that this Sarah, on the outside, she looks like a real tzaddikis. She wears a tichel. She covers every last hair. She has a long skirt, long sleeves, very tzanua. Mara atzma kilui tzaddikis. She's always saying tehillim. You know those ladies, always with their tehillim in their hands. Little tears welling up in their eyes as they're saying tehillim. She lights neiros for 25 minutes. Said tkaniyos. But she's saying about Sarah. No, but she's really not a tzaddikis. Listen, she's with Avram all these years. And me, I get pregnant on the first try. So look in the Sisei Chachamim, where he writes the name of the Maharshal. And so, when we said, V'atokel, Donna Sora, Shehu Machmas, Shemibia Rishonim Nisabra. When she had started treating Sarah lightly, Sarah understood that it's because she was impregnated from the first Bia. And this schus, to give birth, shelo kederech hateva, is shayich only if the vlad is to be mekayim the avtocha of Hashem to Zer Avram and Beis Avram. So this has nothing to do with teva. But if it's a regular child, then mehechitesi, well, normally women don't get pregnant the first time. So from this, Sarah learned that Avram didn't daven at all, that the haftach of Zer Avram should be from her. And it could be with someone else, because she's understanding that she got pregnant the first time. That shows that Sarah wasn't being held back for natural reasons, for supernatural reasons, because look, something supernatural happened over here. What are the supernatural reasons? She's not worthy of being mother of Zer Avram. So now she comes with the taina of Avram, to Avram. Hey, how come you didn't daven for me that I should be the mother of Zer Avram? And if you would have davened, your tefillah would have been miskabel, and I would have been worthy. And the kiyam avtacha wouldn't have been through Hagar, through supernatural means, through the first being. Because of that, chamasi alecha. I have tainas on you. Why didn't you daven for me? And if you're going to say that he davened, but he wasn't answered, if so, it's Pashut. That no schus is going to help to nullify her barrenness if the tefillah of Avram wasn't effective. So Bishlam, if he would have davened, him, would have been answered. That he didn't protest Sarah's insult, that Sarah was insulted, is for this very reason, that she should have a schus. Because that's why she brought in the tzara. So if Avram would have davened and been answered, that he wasn't mocha on her elbow was in order that she should have a schus. Because if he would have davened, he would have been answered. That means that it's something supernatural. So he's not mocha on the elbow, and he's not protesting the elbow, because now it's something supernatural, so she needs a schus. And that's why she brought the tzara into the house. But if Avram Avinu knew that he wasn't answered, Avram Avinu would have known if that was the case. If Avram Avinu knew that he wouldn't have been answered, or that he wasn't answered, then why was he silent when Sarah was being insulted? So it comes out like this. She had a tain of memanavshach. Either he didn't daven, and if he didn't daven, there's no tain on that he wasn't mocha belbona. Because now she's getting the schus. If he would have davened, he would have been answered. But he didn't daven. And if he didn't daven, then there's no taina why it wasn't mocha on the elbow, because she needs the schus. And davening would have helped. So her taina is, so then why didn't she daven? If he would have davened, it would have helped. But then she has no taina on the elbow. Because now we're in the world of schus, and the davening would have helped, but since he didn't daven, so then the elbow's going to help. So her taina is, listen, either why didn't you daven, or that you did daven and you weren't answered. One second. If you daven and you weren't answered, then why weren't you mocha on my elbow? Then it's not a matter of schus, that I need the schus, because you see your davening didn't help. So therefore the schus of being insulted is not going to bring the tzar into my house, and being lowered is not going to help me. Then why weren't you mocha on my elbow? Why didn't you protest my insult? And that's why Rashi brings both pshatim, because that was punktur taina. Her taina was bederech memanavshach. Either you didn't daven. If you would have, you would have been answered. So therefore, we're in the realm of schus. Why didn't you daven? Then again, there's no tain on the elbow, because then, now you're getting the schus of the elbow. So her tain is, why didn't you daven? And then if Avraham Avinu did daven taka, and he wasn't answered, so there's no inyan of schus here. So why would you shalseg on my elbow? Why didn't you protest when she insulted, when she made light of me? And that's why Rashi brings both pshatim. And on that she concludes, gevaldi gishbor Hashem. Beini uveinecha. God should judge between us. In other words, she doesn't know which tain is the correct tain, but Hashem knows. So Meman of Shach, one of her tainas is correct. That's the Yishbor Hashem. God should judge in between us, meaning which one of my tainas that I'm making to you is the correct taina? Either that you didn't daven or that you didn't protest my elbow. Amazing. And then God should judge Amasha Chamasi Alecha, and now which taina is the correct taina, and therefore you deserve a punishment. Rashi says at the beginning. And on that Avram says, this is like learning Chumash, and your mind is blown to shreds. I'm saying this is unbelievable. And on that Avram Avinu answers, no. Don't learn from the fact that she got pregnant on the first shot, that this is the Avtacha of Avram Avinu, and this is mamish supernatural, and this is miraculous. No. The Zerah of Avram is not going to be with the son of Hagar. And the Raya is that she miscarried. Because if Sarah is Ayin Hara, what does it say in Rashi in Pasuk Hey? It says that Shechnisa Ayin Hara Bibura Shel Hagar Vipila Ubra. So Sarah gave her this ayin hara, and therefore she miscarried the first one, and therefore the Malach says that you're going to have another one. You're going to get pregnant and have another child after you miscarry the first one. So this means Avraham Avinu was saying to her, no, this is not going to be Ben Hagar, the Haftacha is not going to be Miskayim. And that's why she was made, that's why the child was miscarried. Don't think, a miracle happened, she got pregnant the first time, so it must be there's a miraculous child that's going to be the Kiyum of the Zera Avram. She miscarried that child. And also Avraham Avinu says to her, "Hinei shifchasech biyadech." Now, she's pregnant, so she's also giving her the child, the fetus. And if this is the Vlad of with which Haftachas Avraham's going to be miskayim, he wouldn't say to her, "Listen, Hagar and the Vlad are yours, do whatever you want." He wouldn't have said that if this is the seed with which the Haftachah is going to be, Hashem's promise is going to be fulfilled. So therefore, the reason she got pregnant was not because of any great miracle, but because she's a prutza. Prutzas get pregnant the first time. We see this with Benos Lot, Rashi, later on, 1936. And also in the Torah Shlem, he brings from Midrashim, that's why Hagar became pregnant the first time, because of prutzas. And if that's true, then there is an issue of schus here, that Hagar needs the merit of needs a schus, and if she has a schus, then she'll be zochah to be the mother of the that the promise to Avram will be fulfilled through her. She'll be the mother of Avram's children. And Avram Avinu did daven, and it wasn't that he wasn't answered, and that's why Avram didn't protest, because now we're looking for a schus for Sarah, because there is a supernatural thing going on over here. And she needs a schus. What's the schus going to be? That she hears her elbow. She hears her insult. And that's going to be a merit with which she'll zocha to be the mother of Avram's children. And she agreed, like we explained before, that if she needs a schus, then Avraham Avinu has no reason to be mocha. Only she thought that there was one side of her that said that it wasn't schus, it was something natural, and therefore Avraham should have been mocha on her elbow. But in the tzad that she needs a schus, Avraham Avinu has no reason he should be mocha. That's her schus. And that's why Tak Avraham wasn't mocha. And that's why Avraham Avinu didn't answer her about the past. Because he was correct in not being mocha. He's just saying, now in the future, here's your shifcha, do with her what you want. So now, according to this, it emerges that Hagar was dishonest when she took pride in the fact that her first Leda came from the Bia Rishona. She thought it was because of her Maila, and that's not true. The emphasis was because of her Pritzos. Like we saw before, Rashi says, you give birth the first time because of Pritzos, not because you're so holy. But it could also be because of Pritzos. I don't want to say what they did, but you can look in Rashi over there with the Gur Aryeh. It's exactly what they did. Rakopanim was Pritzos, so it's not because of a tzidkus. It's because of Pritzos. So she wasn't right in bragging about the fact that she was Misaberis Mibir Rishona because she sheds it Tadekis. Adarab. There was nus involved. Pritzos. So therefore, it says in Pasuk Vav, Atanea Sarah. So Sarah afflicted her. Ramban says she made it, she sinned. But other Rishonim brought in the Torah Shlema says no. Since Hagar was disrespectful to her, you're allowed to protect yourself against one who's disrespecting you. What disrespect was there? She says, Vatoko, she was light in her eyes. There was no disrespect. So the answer is that she lied. So what's the Vatoko? Because she said, listen, I was misaberis, maybe a Rishonim, that's because I'm a tzedekes. But it's not true. It wasn't because she was a tzaddikah. So therefore, this was dishonest. So Hagar spoke dishonestly to her. That's the Hainah. And now she spoke sheker to her. And again, Sarah understood this. That it was sheker because she miscarried that first child, and if it was so supernatural, she wouldn't have miscarried it. And also, Avraham Avinu said, "The shivcha and the child are yours." He wouldn't have said that if it was the supernatural child. Therefore, it wasn't that till she had this great schus. She wasn't telling the truth, so Sarah was allowed to. Sarah was allowed to mistreat her in return for her dishonesty. And again, Avraham Avinu didn't have to answer her taina about the past. What had happened, and why that the taina of Mimanavshach that we saw before, that she said either you didn't daven, and then there's no reason you should have protested the because I need a schus. And the schus would have helped. Had you daven, it would have helped, and I needed a schus. Is that Avraham Avinu doesn't have to relate to? Because he did daven. But if he davened, then and he wasn't answered, then why wasn't he mocha on the elbow? And the answer is, because if that's true, then it's natural means he should have been mocha on the elbow. And the answer is, no, she needs a schus. That's why he davened. And he's waiting for the answer. And he needs a schus. In the meantime, she needs a schus. So therefore, Avraham Avinu said, there's no reason to relate to what was in the past. What he did in the past was correct. But you shouldn't say he didn't daven. He did daven. And you shouldn't say, then why was he mochan me'avin? What's mochan me'avin? Because I need the schus. And therefore, he just said, listen, she's yours. Do whatever you want with her. And this is not the child who's going to be my seed. Mariah, I'm giving her over to you. So, Baruch Hashem, for the alakashas in this parasha. Now we understand that primarily like we started with. We started with the two pshatim in Rashi. When you daven, you only daven for yourself. You should have davened for me. And also, why you were shomea bizyoni v'shosek? Why are you silent? And we said that was a tainim in manavshach. If it's something supernatural, you should have davened. And if it's natural that I'm not having a child, and therefore I don't need a schus, if it's supernatural, then I need the schus. That's what you're shosek. Then why don't you daven? If it's supernatural, your davening would help. And if it's natural, then you should have been shomea my bizayon. It's really both. It's tainus shel memanusha. No, v'advarim me'irim k'sapirim. And of course, there's a ton more to say on the parasha, but we'll conclude here. And Amir Tashem, hopefully revisit this. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friends.